Thank you for listening to the Mutual Audio Network. Please, don't turn that dial.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
This episode of Bells in the Bat Free was released July 17th, 2016.
This is All Stuff Considered on Natural Public Radio. I'm your host, Robert Seagull. Our first story. In the world of podcasting, it's unusual when a podcast takes a hiatus for a long time, then returns. It's even more unusual for it to take a second hiatus after its short return. With this story, here's Oswald Snootflute.
Thank you, Bob.
That's Mr. Seagull.
I am here at the Belfry, where John Bell produces the podcast Bats in the Belfry.
No, that's not right.
So you don't produce this podcast?
Yes, I do produce the podcast.
Are you ashamed of the podcast?
No. The name is wrong.
Oh, you're ashamed of the name.
No, I'm not ashamed of the name. It's just the wrong name.
Then you should have named it something else.
I did. I named it something else.
Oh, so the podcast is called Something Else.
Yes, yes.
We are speaking with John Bell, the producer of the podcast Something Else.
No. The name of the podcast is Bells in the Bat Free.
Bats in the Belfry.
Bells in the Bat Free.
That doesn't make sense.
It's a play on words. I transpose the sounds from Bats in the Belfry to Bells in the Bat Free, because, see, my name is John Bell.
Mm-hmm. Why did you do this?
Well, I just thought it was kind of, you know, funny and catchy.
Mm-hmm. So, it's an allegory?
I don't know if this owl you speak of is gory or not. That's just the name of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Bells in the Bat Free. That's
mm-hmm.
just what I'm stuck with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you understand?
Not at all. Let's start over.
That would probably be best, Jess.
I talked with John Bell in his plush office in the Belfry.
Bat-free.
Bat-free.
Bat-free, yes.
What is a bat-free?
Well, this is the bat-free. This is where I work.
I'm not familiar with the word.
Work?
Bat-free.
I made it up. I told you earlier that...
So your podcast is about making up words.
No. It's about...
Make up a word for us right now.
What?
No, an original word.
You want me to make up a word right now?
Mm-hmm. That would be very interesting.
All right. You, sir, are a gluff-snored.
Mm-hmm. That is very interesting. What is the definition?
I just make them up. You can define them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you call this the bat-free?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Then let's start again.
Yes. Yes, let's. What a gluff-snored.
I talked with John Bell in his plush office.
So, what did you want to know?
To begin with, why do you have so many plush animals in your office?
Actually, these aren't plush animals. These are cowlets.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we're renovating the new battery, and we didn't have a place to put the cowlets yet, so they wound up in my office.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to the point. Why have you been away from the Bat-Free for a month?
I had some family business stuff I had to take care of.
I see. So you belong to a crime family.
No, that's not what
I... And you were in hiding for a month.
I wasn't hiding.
I see. How did you get out? Did you make bail, or did your lawyer find a technicality?
I wasn't in jail. I was traveling across country to take care of...
Who, Mr. Bell? Who were you supposed to take care of? And did you?
What are you inferring?
I'm not inferring anything, Mr. Bell.
Well, it sure sounded...
I'm implying.
Huh?
The speaker implies, the listener infers.
Gee, you're snooty.
Only my friends call me snooty, Mr. Bell.
Look, can we get this over with? I've got a lot of work to do.
Why have you not released a new podcast, Mr. Bell?
Well, for one thing, I keep getting interrupted by guys like...
Tell me more about these cowlets.
Okay.
Are they a metaphor?
Metaphor what?
What do they represent?
A huge mess, usually.
Are they a metaphor for the chaos in your life? Or a metaphor for your failures, perhaps?
You sure like metaphors.
I never a metaphor I didn't like.
You were just waiting to say that, weren't you?
Would you say your show is existential?
Well, it does exist.
And there is a stench to it.
Was that a member of your cast?
No, that's one of the guys working on the Bat-Free, but he's going to be in a cast if he doesn't wise up.
Me wise up? You chose the colors for these walls? Yuck!
Will you just get back to work, please?
Are you saying that this is the color these walls are going to remain?
Oh, don't you start, too. What? What? What?
Mr. Bell, Mr. All the way.
What is it, Arnie? What do you need?
It's actually what you need, Mr. Bell.
Peace and quiet?
Well, I can get you some peace, Mr. Bell, but we're out of quiet. How about asparagus?
My conversation with Mr. Bell was interrupted by a strange little man with an impediment.
I don't have an impediment.
Of course not.
I have a Mentos mint. You want one?
Not right now, Arnie.
The strange man seemed to speak in malapropisms.
Malaprop? Malaprop? Who would I malaprop to? We don't even have any props. We're an audio show.
Arnie, may I introduce Oswald Snootflute?
Why? Do you think that's the kind of thing you might do all of a sudden? Well, I mean, just spontaneously like that?
Arnie, this is Oswald Snootflute sitting right here. He's with NPR.
NPR?
Yes.
Nose Pickers Reformed?
No.
Nude People Revolting?
No.
Never Plant Radishes?
No.
Nasty Peacocks Regurgitating?
No. Natural Public Radio?
Oh. I liked mine better.
I'm trying to capture a normal day in Mr. Bell's life.
Normal.
If you two don't mind, just go about your business and I'll make commentary.
Well, okay.
I suppose.
After all, what could possibly go wrong?
Then don't mind me. Carry on.
All right.
Please.
So, Arnie, what is it that we...
I'll sit here silent.
Yeah. What is it that we need
to... You won't know I'm here.
What do we need, Arnie?
Besides the peas and asparagus?
Yes.
We need to pick up some building materials, Mr. Bell. There's some things we're running short on.
Even Mr. Bell's associates think the podcast will have a short run.
That isn't what he's...
Mr. Bell, our cars are all blocked in by the construction guys, so we may have to call a cab.
Well, we could always call Uber.
Yeah, we could do that. No, wait a minute. Mr. Bell, the car's not going to be big enough for what we need. We're going to have to get a pickup truck.
Oh, that means we're going to have to call...
Goober, right. I have my Goober app here, Mr. Bell. Let me push it.
Thank you for choosing Goober. We are contacting a pickup truck to get to you as quickly and safely as possible. Because at Goober, we put safety first, or somewhere down the list. Please keep in mind that when you use Goober, you just might be riding with another person, or chickens, or other livestock. Riding in the bed of a truck is just fine.
Oh, boy.
But it's also $2 extra.
And worth it.
In a few minutes, you're going to need to be watching out for your Goober driver. And I mean, watch out. Most of our trucks ain't got no brakes.
What?
Thank you for choosing Goober, where your desperate need for transportation is our meal ticket. And speaking of tickets, if your Goober driver gets one, you are the one that's going to pay for it. At Goober, we have found that most of the time, if our drivers are ticketed, it's usually because the keg in the back has overturned, which tends to freak out our passengers and attract attention of law enforcement. So, yeah, it's your fault.
That seems fair.
Just remember, if you see some blue lights, be cool. And everyone will timely reach their destination. Have a good day, and good luck. Not that you'll need it, but, you know, just in case.
All right, let's keep our eyes peeled for...
We're in hot pursuit.
Driver, I think a wheel just came off.
Doesn't this just ain't our day?
You want to look out for that police car that's heading right towards you?
And here we are at Home Depot.
Thanks for the ride, Mr. Goober driver.
Let's get out of here.
Probably a good idea.
Hello, sir, and welcome to Home Despot.
Don't you mean Home Depot?
You've never met my boss.
Ah, great, a comedian. Okay, we need some supplies, please.
Certainly, what do you need?
Do you have shingles?
Ah, calamine lotion took care of that. Whoa, ho, 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 ho.
Mr. Bell was embarrassed to meet a person whose rapid-fire delivery and keen sense of humor put his to shame.
I am not.
Ooh, do I see a green-eyed monster?
Oh, you're probably looking at my wife.
That was a good one, Mr. Bell.
Look, I need some supplies, and I'm running out of time.
What do you think? This is the seasoning department? Get some rosemary instead.
Did you call me?
No, Rosemary. False alarm. She's a real sage. Ah, waka-daka-ding-dong.
The stranger's wit was putting Mr. Bell ill at ease.
No, he's not.
We're fooling around, Mr. Bell. We gotta get back to the battery.
I didn't mean to show you up, sir. Go ahead and tell me what you need, and I'll find it for you.
And no stupid jokes?
I promise I've told my last joke. If I'm lying, I'm dying.
All right.
And I don't mean Easter eggs. I heard that.
All right, here's our list. First, we need screwdrivers.
At this point, Mr. Bell summoned the barkeep for some drinks.
And some wrenches, assorted sizes.
Bring on the winches, he said.
And I know I'm gonna need a caulk gun.
He demanded a firearm to get rid of somebody named Caulk.
And we'll need some large garbage bags.
His plans included the disposal of the bodies.
What are you blathering about over there?
Just remarking on your efficiency, Mr. Bell.
All right, Arnie, have I asked for everything that we need?
I think so, Mr. Bell. Before I make sure, I give Brad a call back at the Bat Free and see if there's anything we've forgotten.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let me give him a buzz.
I know I can do this. There's no problem that I, ace salesman and public relations director for the Battery, can't accomplish if I put my mind to it. Therefore, there must be a way. Yes. I can put this red queen on this black king and then move this jack over. Okay, now let's see what card is next here. Oh, man, that's Mr. Bell calling me. And here I am in the darkest, deepest recesses of the underground Bat-Free, and I still got a cell signal. What's that all about? Oh, well, I complained long enough, and it went to the answering thingy. There's a problem that took care of itself. Okay, let's see here. This black eight. What can I do with that?
Well, they're on the nine of diamonds.
How's that?
The eight of clubs will go on the nine of diamonds. Don't you see that?
Eight of clubs.
Puppy dog feet.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll put it there. Hey, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. You know, I really thought I was alone down here.
Oh, no. You're never alone, pal.
Yeah. And why would that be?
Because there's millions of us.
Millions of you. Millions of, what are you?
What are we, gang?
We're roaches.
Yeah, that's what we are. We're roaches.
Yeah, but you can talk, which means that if you can talk, you'd have to be some sort of, well, I don't know, genetically mutated roaches. I had a really bad feeling you were going to say that.
Yeah, a lot of stuff was going on down here with the previous inhabitants.
Yeah, the
last owner.
Yeah, that's the person.
So are you wondering why we're hanging around?
No. Because if I ask, you'd say it's something about world domination.
That's basically it. World domination, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, death to humans, the whole thing.
Yeah, that's a catchy slogan there.
Yep, sure is. That's the plan.
I see. So, are you going to,
What?
Include me in that since I'm human?
Oh, yeah, I see what you're worried about there. Yeah. Well, we were gonna, come up here and, dismember you or something. But then we heard that you, sell advertising for a podcast.
Oh, I see. And you think that I could be helpful in your cause because, I sell podcasting time.
No, that's not it at all. We, dirty, slimy roaches decided not to bump you off because of, professional courtesy.
That's the nicest thing anybody's ever done for me.
However, in return, we expect you to, cooperate with us. Be our inside guy with the humans, you understand?
Are you asking me to betray my fellow humans?
Well,
without even telling me how much I'd make for it?
Good point there. How does this amount on this slip of paper strike you?
I don't know what kind of person you think I am, but death to humans!
Let's hear it, roaches!
You have been listening to Bells in the Bat-Free, episode number 146. Copyright 2016 by John Bell Creative, LLC.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Battery, along with my associates, Arnie Kunchbar.
I can introduce myself, thank you very much.
All right.
Hi, I'm Arnie Kunchbar.
That's it?
That's it.
And also, do you want me to introduce you, Brad?
Well, of course, Mr. Bell, that's your job as host.
Thank you, Brad. And I'd like to introduce Brad.
Hold it.
What?
Here's your script.
Script?
Well, you gotta know what to say.
All right. And introducing Brad Montworth, ace salesman, incomparable public relations expert, and, of course, unrivaled attorney at law.
No, come on, you know how to say it, Mr. Bell.
Unrivaled attorney at law.
Oh, Mr. Bell, you shouldn't say those things. You make me blush.
Can I do my introduction over again?
No. We're here for an important reason.
Very important.
Indeed.
If you think you deserve significant financial compensation, call Brad Motworth, attorney at law.
Oh, boy.
At 555-4...
No. We're here to remind everybody to take steps to avoid the coronavirus.
Yeah, don't catch it, because there's no one you can sue.
Wash your hands thoroughly and keep social distancing.
What?
Social distance.
One more time.
Stay about 6 feet away from everybody else.
Right, very good.
Oh, I gotta wash my hands thoroughly. I don't want to get me this corona.
Ooh, keep your distance now. Socially, I want to keep feeling fine, corona.
Never gonna stop getting squirts from my Purell.
I'm always gonna buy all the toilet paper that they sell.
Bye, corona.
Bye, corona.
Don't get no closer, huh? Beat it, huh? Far enough where I can't see your eyes, corona.
An illness history is not for me, Don't want to try your COVID on for size, corona.
Never gonna touch, stay away, my epidermis. Never wants to be close to where that nasty germ is.
Bye, woo! Bye, corona. Captain, bye, corona.
What?
Pumpkin pie, corona.
Now, wait a minute.
Apple pie, corona.
Guys.
Goodbye, corona. Good riddance.